What are your thoughts on somebody playing at Toledo and then getting drafted in the first round of the NFL? That's very abnormal, obviously.
Yeah, and I think what helped them a little bit was the Senior Bowl, playing against good competition there. But they played some good schools. You know, they played Illinois. He had a big game against Northern Illinois with the 3 interceptions. But I think this is a big physical kid that'll help also play on special teams. So he'll help him on all 4 downs. But really is a perimeter guy. And, you know, this guy, he's got good skills, and I'm sure they'll develop him and, you know, just be a better man-to-man player. He hasn't played, you know, probably enough man-to-man against high-level competition yet, but, you know, he'll get there.
A familiar voice, Bill Belichick on the
Bill
Pat
Belichick
McAfee.
Trying to get the get his TV chops down.
I got to tell you, he's pretty good at it. I enjoyed the Belichick stuff last night. He was with McAfee, and, I mean, you could tell he's not checked out. He was up on every single player that they asked him about.
Hey, man, listen. Me and him really didn't get along, but you're talking about a smart coach. He's a smart coach, man. He knows a lot of football.
I could listen to Bill Belichick talk about football literally all day.
I think it's going to be interesting on this TV stuff. So he was very complimentary of Quinyon Mitchell, thinks the Eagles made a good pick there. Also complimentary, Chad Ochocinco. Listen to what he had to say. He took exception to people that didn't like the pick. Here's Ochocinco on the Eagles drafting Quinyon Mitchell.
Young Bull. I like Young Bull I like the Eagles pick. Young Bull. I like Young Bull from Toledo.
Toledo. Yeah. Man, they needed a DB.
Hey, he's so nice too. He's so nice. I don't care nothing about him coming from Toledo, and people will talk about, oh, the competition he had to play against. Man, listen, he jumps out at you on tape.
Nice feet.
He jumps at you out you. Listen, coverage, zone, man, everything. He nice. He's what I call, even though he's come out of college, he's so polished as if he's already been in the NFL. So you could tell whoever does this coaching in the offseason, they on point.
Look at his feet. Yeah. Look how smooth he is.
Well, he is smooth. I mean, Hugh, you mentioned that. Everyone who talks about him mentions he looks the part. He plays the part. Now it's just about doing it at a high level.
Yeah, he does. He does look the part. And there are certain things in his toolbox that you just can't coach. Can't coach speed. And I feel like that's going to be, until the game slows down for him, probably going to be his biggest asset, that he's going to have that recovery speed. He's going to get beat. Like, listen, he's going to be like everybody else. Like, my friends used to tell me, or my teammates used to tell me, it ain't the record. You're going to get beat sometime. It ain't the record. So just go out there and be like, you know, water off your duck's back and just get out there and get it done.
All right, we've heard some pretty big football guys there, right? Bill Belichick, Chad Ochocinco. I mean, high-level football guys. I mean, a star receiver, best coach of all time. Now we got our own football guy at WIP. Not quite seeing it the same way. Elliot Shore Parks last night, as the pick went down, his take on Quinyon Mitchell.
So I don't think he picked the right one. There are 3 corners I would have taken ahead of Quinyon Mitchell.
3?
I would have taken both of the Alabama corners, Terrion Arnold, Kool-Aid McKinstry, and I would have taken Nate Wiggins. I like Nate Wiggins better than I like Quinyon Mitchell. But what I think, what to me, my main takeaway from the pick is how he really put his neck out on the line, and they're really, really trusting their scouting on this. And that I appreciate. I can respect if you feel strongly about somebody going out and getting him. But when I look at Quinyon Mitchell, he didn't play at a high level. He doesn't have great size. He did run a fast 40, which is impressive. He's not super long. He's almost 23. And I just, you know, these past few years, we've praised Eagles so much for doing the simple thing. Take the guys from the big school, right? For so many years, they didn't do it. And then they did it the past few years, and we thought it was a great strategy. Mm. So I just, last night, if it was me, I would have taken a number of other corners.
So while you may disagree with Elliott's assessment of ranking the corners, he's right about one thing. Howie did put himself out there because he chose the small school kid over the kids at Alabama and the kid from Clemson, right? He did that.
Yeah, but at the same time, we look at most pundits when they rated these corners, he was rated the best corner in the game.
Yeah, and it wasn't a huge gap, but yeah, I think a lot of people had
him.
Yeah,
they had him at the best corner in the game. So, I mean, it's one of those things. Is it about what school he went to or the fact that he could play? Like, the dude, like, I don't know. Like, a lot of people, it all depends on who you listen to. But for the most part, a lot of people feel like he didn't dominate at his division. He didn't dominate, but he played extremely well. And when he stepped up in competition, he played extremely well.
Well, and that's the key now. Well, and you mentioned step up in competition, the Senior Bowl. That's where the Eagles referenced that a lot. They saw him there. They liked him there, and it kind of solidified what they think. I look, I liked Quinyon Mitchell. I think it's a good pick. Do I have a little bit of reservation till I see him in the NFL? Sure. I mean, he played the Mac. I mean, I think it's fair to say week to week he didn't play NFL wide receivers. The Eagles think he can. I do agree with Elliott on the point that it will be judged against those other guys. Right? It wasn't like they were off the board.
That's what we always do.
Yeah.
Like, listen, it would not – I'm pretty sure he's gonna know that. Like, everybody does that. This has been going on in the draft for eons. Everybody is always looking at the guy who was there and the guy that you took and seeing who has the better career. I mean, that's just the nature of the beast.
Just like I'm sure back in 1995 when a certain New York Jets team took a Central State pass rusher, I'm sure fans up there were like,
"Oh no, dog.
We took
they
him
don't know who he is. Listen,
over this guy and that guy."
When I tell you, Joe, again, another thing that I'll never forget. We were two games in, and the heat was already. I was already starting to feel the heat. Didn't have a sack. Started to see the little story because you know we used to get the press clippings used to come like they used to take all the press clippings and just put them in the locker room. Mm-hmm. So cats would be in the locker room, and you know they'd be like, "Yeah, dog, I see." Like you know, the locker room lawyers, the guys that want to make you feel bad or put it on your mind. Hey, yeah, dog. See, they talking about you already, homeboy. You know, you ain't. Don't worry about it, though. You know, they say stuff like that. Don't worry about it, though. You'll be all right. They ain't talking about you ain't got to the quarterback yet. So I would read this stuff. And I remember going into the third game, we was getting ready to play Jacksonville. And I remember my coach was like, "Hey, Doug, you know, got to get to the quarterback." Like, it was start. Like,
It's time.
You know, and I'm like, damn, dog, I only been here 3 weeks. So fortunate enough for me, I had a 3-sack day, and then after that, it was a wrap.
You know what? I just looked this up. To the Jets' credit for picking you, and then your credit for playing this way, nobody drafted after you in your draft had more sacks than you. Now, two guys had more in the draft, but they were picked before you, Kevin Carter and Sapp.
Yeah, yeah.
But when Hugh was picked at 15, nobody behind you in your draft had more sacks than you.
Man, I tell you.
You lived up to it.
And it was like, when I tell you, dog, it was pressure. Like, I started to feel that. It was just like somebody had a lighter, like, close to your face in the heat. Because it was starting to get hot in New York. It was starting to get hot.
I'm not surprised. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. And then we got to let you hear Micah Parsons. Because it's one of my favorite things now. Because he does this live show on Bleacher Report during the draft. And him reacting yearly to the Eagles pick. And he's always upset because they get a good player. And he wears it. We'll let you hear that coming up in a couple minutes here. We got Herb. What's going on, Herb?
You know, Joe. I really thought the Alabama guy was sitting right in your pants, okay? You didn't have to do nothing. You didn't have to trade up to get him. But I'll right now, after hearing Reddick talk, Lewis Reddick, I'll give this guy a pass and wait and see what he's got when he gets on the field. So, you know, Durham, I'm hoping – they got 50 and 53. I'm hoping that Jeremiah Trotter Jr. is there at 50 and they take him.
I think he will be there. Herb, if I had a guess, I think he's going to be there.
And I'd like to see them go for another linebacker, okay, at 53, okay?
So you want two linebackers tonight?
Dueling linebackers.
They don't even, I'm going to tell you, I was talking with some people. They don't even know if this defense is going to be a 3-4 or a 4-3, or if it's going to be a 3-4 with a hybrid pass rush.
Herb, can't you hit up Vic Fangio and find out?
We need answers here, Herb. Yeah. Real answers.
The thing is that I like Jeremiah Trotter, and I could put him in safety blitz issues. Like, when I want to rush him and I want to rush another guy, I'm going to use two blitzers, one on one side and one on the other.
Right.
Okay? That's where I would use him at on passing downs, okay?
Well, Herb, there's good linebackers there tonight, Herb. And, Herb, man, we appreciate it. Herb, you got to get some answers for us. 3-4, 4-3, what did he say, 3-3?
What will Herb doing this weekend? You think he's watching the draft, the rest of the draft?
Oh, he's locked in. Yeah. I mean, I'd be surprised anything else.
Probably making phone calls.
Well, we need answers.
That's right.
To what kind of scheme they're running. There are good linebackers available tonight, by the way. None went in the first round. So, obviously, Jeremiah Trotter Jr. is the one we're all looking for. But there's a lot. I mean, you go to
Edge Cooper,
Junior Colson from Michigan, Peyton Wilson from NC State. There's probably three or four, if we include Jeremiah Trotter Jr., that will go either tonight or, you know, tomorrow. But I would think some of these guys are going to go pretty soon tonight off the board. Tyrone in Middleton. Hey, Tyrone.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's up, Tyrone?
What's up, Tyrone?
Oh, wow, man. The draft was cool last night. But I'd like to give tip my hat to Joel Embiid and the Sixers first before I comment on the draft. I think he showed a great measure of heart. And I think due to his medical situation, I'd like to shout out to the other players on the team, particularly the guy coming off the bench, Campaign. I think that's his name. He
yes.
hit a couple yeah. of threes, and he actually showed a fire that the Sixers actually needed at the time. And they also had four guys in double figures, and two were a basket away from joining, from making it six in double figures. I think that though Tobias Harris, I don't know. I don't know what to say about him. If he would have gained him 17 points, it would have been a much easier game. That's what he should have done. But I don't know. I guess he's I don't know. But I want to focus on the positive. Last night, Joel tipped my hat to him. He showed a lot of heart, determination, and he wanted to win. And Maxie hit some big shots. It was a total team effort, and I think they'll bounce back and win. And commenting on the draft, I was glad they got, I think it's Quinyon Mitchell.
Mm-hmm.
The guy's fast. You know, he's about 200 pounds. He's not only fast, but what I like about him, he has what you call that quick twitch kind of thing. And he reminds me of a little bit of Lito Shepard, who was one of my all-time favorite Eagles. And I think that, I don't know, hopefully he'll develop into something special. Do you think that they're going to pick one of these linebackers tonight? Because they got a couple.
I'm not going to hold my breath, Tyrone. I mean, listen, I think we all hope they do. And, Tyrone, we appreciate the phone call. I'm not holding my breath, though. Let's just be real about tonight. I think they're going to get an offensive lineman. I mean, what was yesterday's conversation? O-line or corner, right? And
yeah,
so they got the corner. I think one of these two picks tonight is an offensive lineman.
But you know what's funny about last night is because the young offensive lineman from Georgia that got taken early.
Amaris Mims to Amaris the Bengals.
That felt like that was a reach. Like when you talk about the offensive players that was taken. And the only reason I say that's a reach, because he didn't play a whole lot this year, and it was a small sampling size
Eight
of
games.
What he was.
Yeah. Eight games.
So I think that we could probably get some guys that probably potentially we could develop probably in the third round, third or fourth.
Well, they don't have a third-round pick.
So they have
two picks tonight. Well, there are two picks in the second round, 50 and 53. Mm-hmm. No third-round pick, and then we got a fourth-rounder. So
okay, so maybe in the fourth round.
I see. I'm not comfortable with that because they. I just think they're depth on the
offense. You want the depth.
I'm worried, like, especially the tackle position. Like okay. if Lane or Mailata gets banged up this year, I'm concerned with the depth of tackle.
Yeah.
So I'd like one of these two picks tonight to be a tackle that maybe could play guard, like what we were talking about yesterday, but just now in the second round.
So you're looking at somebody who could potentially, because like when you talk about it like that, Joe, you're looking at somebody who could potentially come in and play like right away.
Yeah,
like
if they need him, yeah.
Okay.
So I know okay. There was one player, Roger Rosengarten. He's from Washington that I saw, you know, you kind of see these lists of the best available.
Mm-hmm.
He's on that. Like people thought he might have been a bottom of the first round pick. We'll see where he goes tonight. I expect an offensive lineman. Now, the other pick tonight, I think it could be anything. I mean, would you be surprised if it's a wide receiver tonight at the second pick?
I wouldn't be surprised at that. Or linebacker, maybe.
Wide receiver.
Maybe get some linebacker depth. I think it's kind of up in the air
yeah.
for potentially what it could be.
It could also be a pass rusher. I mean, I know there was a lot of debate yesterday on the show before we came on with the you know Spike and Ike and the cameras with them and Jack, whether they still need a pass rusher or a D tackle. You know, that's why it's so great they didn't have to trade up last night. They still have both of these picks now.
Yeah.
So they can make two more picks now in the
and
second
then
round.
It kind of makes you wonder what side of the ball. Like, we all know that there's probably a huge need, more so on that side of the ball than the other is defensive line or the defense period.
Mm-hmm.
It's a huge need over there because we talked about it all night long. There's a lot of people who feels like there's a huge void of talent on that defensive side of the ball.
But I will bend tonight to you guys, the offensive people of the world. They got a corner. I'm okay tonight if these are offensive picks. Like, I'm not going to be upset if tonight the two picks are offensive lineman and wide receiver. I'm okay with that. All right, can we hear from Micah Parsons here? Micah Parsons, he does the Bleacher Report live stream. And usually whenever Micah talks, I'm not intently listening because I just think he's goofy. But I do find it funny when he is upset that the Eagles get good players. Last year, he threw a fit when they drafted Jalen Carter. Last night, here's his reaction to the Eagles drafting Quinyon Mitchell.
Micah, how you feeling? I mean, I'm honestly utterly disgusted on how lucky the Eagles are. It's just like Chris, I do not know how he fell that far with this run of offensive tackles and quarterbacks. That's the only thing that makes sense. I thought he was a top 15, top 12 talent, and he just fell right into their laps.
And he was your favorite player?
He was definitely one of my more favorite players in this draft. Like I said, he rose in every bar. He hit every, like, every, he checked every box. I think this is a great pick. I mean, I think this is a terrific pick, man. I don't know how Howie and them get so lucky. That's how I'm going to put
they get
it.
Get lucky. Interesting. Interesting choice of words.
Well, some of it's luck.
You think so?
Well, I mean, he fell to them, right? I mean, what did they have to do with that?
Well, I mean, is it really failing, or is it does it actually play into what I've been trying to tell you forever? That, you know, offenses are where it's at nowadays.
Yeah, in last night's draft.
No, I'm just saying. But that's the trend where it's going, Joe. 15, they took 14 offensive players before anybody even thought about taking a defense.
Yeah, but that wasn't that more because it was a quarterback class.
It's because it fits my narrative.
Well, if it's your narrative,
it fits my narrative.
Is it going to happen again
next
year?
I mean,
it potentially can.
No way.
Because there's going to be some quarterbacks that fail, and they're going to need some more quarterbacks. And the receivers, look at all the receivers that went in the offensive linemen.
I get it. I mean, tackles, quarterbacks, receivers are going to be higher now than before.
Pat myself.
I'm just saying. If you want to say we're going to see this again next year, I
probably
doubt
will. We probably
will. No, you think next year is going to be 14 offense players before the first defense player?
Yeah,
no
probably.
Way. No way.
I don't think it's crazy to think that, like, we will see a lot more offensively heavy first rounds.
I agree with
in
that.
The future.
Yeah. No, I think it's probably going to be more. If I had to guess, like, year to year, 18 to 14, 19, 13
sure.
in terms of.
Yeah.
But I just think the 14 straight offensive players is more of an aberration.
It probably has a lot to do with the fact that there were a lot of quarterbacks
Six.
And O-linemen.
Yeah.
It was, yeah.
Let's just say it's interesting. Every year is kind of a different
no,
kind
it is.
Of draft.
You're right. Every year is a different draft, but it's just ironic that when you look at this year's draft, how many quarterbacks were taken and how many pass catchers and guys to protect their assets that were taken.
I just think it's funny that Micah Parsons is upset. I don't think he's crazy to say they were a little lucky. I mean, the top corner of the draft fell to them at 22. Last year, you couldn't call Howie lucky because he created that ninth pick with a trade. I mean, that's how he got the ninth pick in the draft, or 10th pick became the ninth.
See, now this is where we part ways, because I don't agree with anything that comes out of Micah Parsons' mouth.
Even if it's correct.
Even if it is correct. He's a Dallas Cowboy. I don't agree with
that. Yeah, I mean, I appreciate your stance on that. Even if it doesn't make sense, I appreciate it. Let's go to Derek. What's up, Derek?
What's up, fellas?
What's up,
how
Derek?
We doing, Derek?
What's up? Yo, so the thing with the Joel thing.
What'd you think of it?
I think it was dirty. But I don't think that, what's his name, sold it well enough.
Mitchell.
Yeah, he just popped. He didn't even fall down. Like, if that was LeBron or somebody like that, like, I feel like it would have put the rest of the league under a little bit more pressure. But he just act like it was normal. You know what I'm saying?
Speaking of that, I don't know. Have you seen the LeBron flop compilation? I meant to send
That's
it to you,
That's what I'm
Joe.
Saying.
Dog, it is bananas, the compilation of flops that LeBron has had. I think it was this year, just this year.
Would you say he's a better actor or a basketball player? Because he's really good at basketball.
He could win some awards for the way that he flopped on some of those, man. It was
even crazy. Remember when Draymond Green got suspended for hitting LeBron in his jewels?
Oh, like, yeah.
He really ain't even hitting that hard. But as I'm telling you, if Mitchell Robinson or if it had been a different player – but they're not going to kick Joel out for doing that to Mitchell Robinson because he ain't that big of a deal. And one more point I want to make about the A.J. Brown signing. I'm kind of relieved because I thought he was on his way out of here, man.
Well, I think a lot of people did, or at least the speculation that wouldn't
That's
go away.
That's probably why they gave him that money.
I think it is. No, Derek.
I wish somebody would do me like that. To let me know how
well,
much
you
they
know
love
you need to
me.
Do. You need to create trade speculation or like.
Well, I'm gonna get traded to.
I know it's a little different for us, but you got to create an idea where the company's afraid of losing you.
I'm gonna get traded. Yeah. Traded back
hopefully
to Atlanta.
You're not doing a good job.
Keep his mouth shut now. Hopefully he stopped all them subliminal messages and posting Tom Brady and all that, because he had me thinking that he was on shaky ground here. So I'm relieved. He's the highest paid receiver by yearly average.
Yep.
So. We should be ready to go. I hope they get like a middle linebacker. It'd be cool to get Trotter son, but that'd be kind of fairy tale. But
definitely fairy tale.
I trust Howie. You know what I mean? But the Sixers, they let Brunson get 39, you know what I'm saying? And they shut the other guys down. So I think that was a huge difference in the game.
I agree. And Derek, you know what I mean? It was happening eventually, right? And we appreciate the phone call. Eventually.
You weren't going to keep him down for long.
Brunson's too good at this point to you know, keep holding him to 22, 23 points. So he went off, but the Sixers still win the game because even though he had 30-something, Embiid had 50 points. I mean, when your best player has 50 points in a playoff game, as long as some of the other guys show up, not even including a certain small forward making $39 million a year, but as long as certain players show up along with the star, you're going to be in good shape. 215-592-9494. Let's talk to Drew in Westchester. Hey, Drew.
Hey, what's up, folks? Shout out to Chris about 30 minutes ago. Look, I'm running on like 3 hours of sleep. I can't match his energy, but he fired me up, man. That was an epic Chris call there.
Yeah, I agree, and I'm running on very little energy too. And that was like a jolt of coffee here as we just I heard that and I woke up again for the second half of the show.
Yes, good way to get going for day two. So look, maybe there was a little bit of luck involved, but I think last night definitely kind of showed like the maturity of Howie a little bit in terms of the draft. You know, I was real into, and I like Quinn Yan. I think it's a good pick. I was real into the edge rushers like Dallas Turner, like Jared Verse, and I kept saying like as they were dropping, I'm like, get on the phone with the Broncos, get on the phone with the Seahawks. But I think ultimately the fact that he, you know, saved two picks while still getting a good player is just really nice work. I think my fear was kind of ending up in like Marcus Smith, no man's land, and you know that didn't happen. So I think just like shout out to Howie on a good process there.
Yeah, he's really good. I mean, I think he's the thing, contracts, trades, but he's also really good at knowing the league and knowing where things are going to go. And
yeah, you know, reading the tea leaves.
Yeah, he said it last night after the draft that once that I think they asked him like, when did you kind of feel good that he would be there or you'd get a guy you want? And I think he said like around 15, they kind of counted the players they liked versus how many picks were left, and they almost felt like there's no reason to move up. We'll get someone we like here.
For sure, and I think the Falcons definitely helped with that too, with whatever their weird strategy was. My second point, I do think it would have been interesting. I thought the Steelers were going to take the lineman from Duke, who I wasn't super high on, but I do think it would have been interesting if both, you know, Quinyon Mitchell and Fatanu were on the board when the Eagles picked who they might have taken there. And I do think it's important to get a lineman tonight. Like, I'm okay passing yesterday, but I looked at the depth chart yesterday. Some of, like, the guys, like, 6 through 8 who would be, like, the immediate backups, like, I'm not even sure who a couple of those guys are. If I'm Statland, I'm kind of telling Howie, like, dude, like, you got to get me someone to work with. It didn't have to be a first-round pick, but get me someone tonight who I can, you know, mold into a starter.
Oh, there's no doubt, Drew, and we appreciate the phone call. The depth chart of tackle is weak. It's flat-out weak. I think they need to address that tonight. They got two picks to do. All right, right back to all your Sixers and Eagles phone calls at 12 o'clock hour. And also, it's Friday, a Fransky Friday. Another win for the city yesterday afternoon. The Phillies get the split in Cincinnati. We'll talk to Scott on the other side about the Phillies. They head out west now to face the Padres tonight. Zach Wheeler, incredible yesterday. Bryce Harper back. A few minutes of Phillies talk with Scott Fransky. Right back to all your calls. 215-592-9494. Midday show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Everyone knows by now the major news, the new big acquisition, Kyle Schwarber's newest teammate, me. No, I'm not playing for the Fightins, but as you've heard, I've partnered with Kyle and Yards Brewing Company's Philly Standard Beer, the tailgate beer. This season, when Kyle goes yard, beers are on Kyle. At bars all over the area, you can enjoy a free Philly Standard the day after Kyle goes yard. Download the Yards Brewing Company app for details and participating bars. Yards Brewing Company, celebrating 30 years, made by Philadelphia. Drink responsibly.